Well, the United States has over-incarcerated African Americans in the name of the war on drugs. And so the two issues are related in that a disproportionately large number of people in the American prison system are African Americans who are caught up in the drug war.
I'm still not quite understanding the relationship between that and the privatization of prisons.
Well, because we've so dramatically increased our incarceration rate since 1980, more than quadrupling the number of people in the American prison system, states and localities were having a hard time paying for the great expense of building so many new prisons. We nearly doubled the number of prisons in the United States since about the mid-1980s in about a 10-year period. And so privatization came about in a number of localities because as states struggled to produce enough beds to house all the people we were sending to prison.
Well, the crack epidemic, as it was called, it has pretty much subsided, certainly not as popular a recreational drug as it once was. And some would say that's because it worked. We got those crack dealers off the street, we locked them up, and that ended the problem. What's your response to that?
Well, we still have very serious drug problems with crystal meth, for example, but we never saw a corresponding crackdown on crystal meth anywhere near the proportions that we did for crack cocaine, for example. I think the war on drugs that led to the massive increase in incarceration in the United States was primarily a result of the targeting of African-American offenders, and I think the evidence is clear on that just by looking at the disproportions of African-Americans in prison, as well as the differences in the penalties associated with use of one type of drug versus another. But if the question is, why do we need to privatize corrections, I would point to the drug war.
Well, Professor Hallett, as I'm sure you're aware, Florida is facing a nearly $4 billion budget shortfall. Legislative leaders say the state could save as much as $60 million over the next couple of years by privatizing these correctional facilities. They're basically saying tough times call for tough choices. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'm skeptical of the proposal that's being entertained. Now, as you may remember, in 2007, the Department of Management Services in Florida did an extensive audit of private prisons in Florida and found that the companies had overbilled the state by about $13 million. Charlie Crist launched a criminal investigation through FDLE, and while there was no findings of criminal malfeasance, both companies later settled with the state of Florida for pennies on the dollar in terms of what was a pretty large overbilling.
Well, you know, one of the questions that people often raise about this is when the state operates a prison, its goals are to get criminals off the street, keep the public safe, hopefully rehabilitate the prisoner. Now, when a profit incentive is introduced, how does that change the equation?
Well, it's managed to completely change things in American corrections, in part because we've got so many people in prison that the cost of rehabilitation programs has tried to be outsourced, and that's exactly what they're trying to do here. Nationally, we have a 70% recidivism rate in the American correction system. That is to say, 70% of offenders who are released from state prisons are rearrested within 3 years, and over half of them are reincarcerated within five. I think the policy shift that we're seeing is that even the far right is beginning to recognize corrections as failed big government. What other government program can fail 70% of the time and keep getting more money every year? And so I think what the broader conversation is, what can we do with this large population of offenders that we've managed to incarcerate and provide no services whatsoever? So I think we need to definitely focus on prisoner reentry services, rehabilitation services, but I'm not convinced at all that private corporations are necessarily the best entities to provide those services.
Well, then what would you suggest? What would you propose as an alternative? What could the state do to maintain its correctional system and still somehow make the budget cuts that the lawmakers say are necessary?
I think that the way to handle this problem for the state is to go to a private, nonprofit system. I think what taxpayers need to remember is that all the profits generated by these private corporations are still taxpayer money, and that we haven't done a very good job of enforcing the contracts in Florida. And I think the unprecedented size and scope of the current proposal is alarming, and it would be unwise, in my opinion, to rush into something like that.